Said I won't go and tell nobody, but I'm gonna keep it to myself. What the Lord has done for me. You ought to been there when Jesus saved my soul. You ought to been there when he saved my faith on the road. But I what the Lord has done for me. You ought to been there when Jesus saved my soul. You ought to been there when he wrote my name on the road. But what the Lord has done for me. You ought to been there when Jesus saved my soul. You ought to been there when he signed my name on the road. But I what the Lord has done for me. Glory be to God. Just a little bit.
All right.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Glory be to God.
Yes, a little bit is better than nothing.
That's
it.
Amen.
Yes, sir. That's thank it. You, God.
Hey, my
soul. Sounds good.
Yeah,
I
can't keep to myself.
Good.
That's true.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Praise his holy name.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
That the Lord has made.
Yes. Yes.
We rejoice and be glad that he still got us in this day.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
He could excuse us yesterday.
Amen.
He brought us on into the day.
Yes.
He may glorify and praise his name.
Yes.
I believe it's the 330th day of the year.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Coming to an end.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God for all 330 days.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Every day is a blessing.
Yes,
yes
it is.
Yes, it is.
Every day is a miracle for the still yes, be alive.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, sir.
So we pray this in his name.
Yes, sir.
God is
so
wonderful.
Yes, he is.
Unto God, God and the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Gifts for presiding and
mm-hmm.
all the other preachers in the house and all the mothers and deacons and saints of God and friends.
Praise glory to God.
Everybody under the sound
everybody.
Of
yes,
amen.
Thank you,
glorify
thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Name. Just glorify God in your name.
Yes,
amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. All the glory and all the praises belong to him.
Belong to him.
Hallelujah.
He brought us through another day.
Yes, Lord.
Another week.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Lord, we praise God for you.
Yeah.
First day, everybody had plenty to eat this week.
Oh, yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
So God has blessed us and continues to bless us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, he is.
Over and over and over again.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
And he ain't got tired doing it yet.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Aren't you glad about that?
Yes.
Amen.
I sure am.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We praise God for this day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And
thank you, Lord.
All he continued to do for us.
Yes,
for
yes.
For we are at his mercy.
Yes.
And his grace.
Yes.
It's his mercy and his grace that has kept us and brought us here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
To this day and this point in time and on Zoom.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. In the book of St. John, the 6th chapter.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
start with the third verse.
Sixth chapter.
St. John, sixth chapter.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. St. John 6, verse 3. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. Mm-hmm. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come to unto him, he said unto them, to Philip, "What shall we buy bread that these may eat?" And he said to prove himself. To prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered, said him, 200 pennies worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew's, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, "There is a lad here which had 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. But what are they among so many?" And Jesus said, "And make the men sit down." Now, there was very much grass there in that place. So the men sat down in numbers of about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves and gave them, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to them, and they that sit down. And likewise of the fish, as much as they would. And when they were filled, he said unto the disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." Okay. We'll stop there, I guess. Yes. And we want to talk to you a few minutes today concerning giving it to Jesus. The neighbor.
Neighbor.
Give it to Jesus.
Give it to Jesus.
Okay. We are constantly thinking on one thing or another, trying to figure out what we can do with it. You got it, bought it one way that was pleasing in your sight. Now that you had it for a while, you want to change it. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we're always trying to change one thing or another. Mm-hmm. God changes us and we try to change ourselves back. As time goes on, we were made to grow old, but we're trying to grow young.
Yeah.
We start saying I'm so many years old and start saying I'm so many years young. Mm-hmm. You're not getting younger.
Amen.
You're getting older.
Yes.
Okay. And so you got a problem with that, you need to cast it to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Okay.
Yeah.
originally man was made to live forever.
Mm-hmm.
But he sinned.
That's right.
And brought death into the land.
Yes.
And so that started the aging process of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And because we came from dust.
Going back.
And we go back to dust.
Mm-hmm.
So you go so far one way, then you start going back the other way to which you came.
Okay.
Here we find ourselves worrying about one thing or another. Some of us be in deep content, deep concern, very deep in the process of to the point where we call is worrying. Okay. But we should not worry about nothing.
Amen.
Okay. And Job said you bought nothing in this world. And it's certain you can take nothing out.
Amen.
Okay. We might put something in there with you, but you ain't taking it. That's not you sending with them. Okay. Cause they didn't pack it up and put it in there.
Amen.
Okay. You've done it all.
Yes.
Okay.
So it is not for us to have the say on all on some things. Okay. Some things only God got to say on.
Sure.
Amen.
He gave you what you needed to be concerned with.
Mm-hmm.
And he told you he'll handle the rest.
Mm-hmm.
He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavily laden.
Yes.
And I will give you rest.
Yes.
Okay. Come into him.
Yeah.
He invites you to bring your problem.
Yes.
Okay. All ye that labor. He didn't leave nobody out. He said all.
Oh, yes.
He didn't say you got to be holy. He said all ye that labor. And are heavily laden.
Oh, yes.
If you burden down with your cares of the world, give it to Jesus.
Yes.
You don't have to carry it.
Yes.
Amen.
You don't have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to realize that this warfare that we're fighting is not ours.
Mm-hmm.
It belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
And all the Lord wants you to do is to stand so he can use you.
Mm-hmm.
Stand so that he can work through you.
Yes.
Okay. Stand so that he can do all the concerns that you got. He can count it for you. Okay. So, work for the Lord. And he will do the work for you.
Amen.
Okay. All he will need you to be is his witness.
Mm-hmm.
Have faith in him.
Mm-hmm.
Know that he's God. And do what God tells you to do.
Yes.
All right. And most of the time, he's just telling you to wait.
Yes.
Amen.
But we get bored waiting. We got to get up and start doing something.
Mm-hmm.
He said that if you're coming to me, oh, he's labor heaven laden, I'll give you rest.
Yes.
What you need to do is to take my yoke and learn of him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jesus is inviting us to take his load.
Yes.
Okay. And learn that he is a God who's able
mm-hmm.
to do all things.
Yes.
And he is a God that is capable of doing everything that needs to be done.
Amen.
Okay. Nothing is too hard for him.
Amen.
Nothing too grave and too great for him. And no thing is too low or too heavy for him.
Mm-hmm.
He is able to do all things.
Yes, he is.
Let's think about this earth. Do you not know we out here floating? And we're out here floating in the air. See, we've got planes that lift us up in the air and the earth.
Yeah.
Go to one place to another. But the earth itself is going too.
Yes.
Okay. Just that plane ain't don't have no sprain on it. The earth don't have no sprain on it. On the gravity it got is God.
Yeah.
Okay. And it has been going all these many years.
Yes.
And has never been out of place.
Amen.
Okay. It is probably the same path.
Mm-hmm.
Year after year after year after year.
Uh-huh.
Making its way around the sun.
Uh-huh.
It takes the earth a whole 365 days and a quarter to make one complete trip around the sun.
Uh-huh.
But then that is traveling at a great speed.
Uh-huh.
Think about how far the sun is away from the earth, and the earth travels around it. All right. So if God did things like that, what we got to do is just a drop in the bucket.
Right. Amen.
Our problems are not all that much. Paul has said that our light affliction. We think they're grave and hard and heavy. But the words that they are light affliction. And Jesus wants to give you even lighter load. Take his yoke upon you. Learn of him. For you find that he's meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul.
Mm-hmm.
For his yoke is easy. So if you're struggling, it's because you don't have Jesus' yoke.
Amen.
Okay? Amen.
If you're struggling, it's because you're carrying your own burdens. You're trying to solve your own problems.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus said, cast all your care
upon him.
For he carried for you.
Yes.
Okay. Whatever it is, give to Jesus.
Give to Jesus.
And he will work it out for you.
Amen.
Are you burdened? Are you heavy loaded? Are you in distress? Are you in despair? Are you worried about where your next meal coming from? Are you worried about where you're going to go to and stay tonight? Whatever it is you got in your mind that's keeping you from enjoying the Lord this day.
Mm-hmm.
You need to cast it to Jesus, okay? And he wants you to enjoy the day.
Yes.
Did not the scriptures I quoted to you earlier said, this is the day the Lord has made?
Yes.
Amen.
Let us rejoice.
Rejoice and be glad.
Okay? And the day was made for us.
Amen.
To rejoice and glorify and magnify God.
Amen.
And so this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in the day.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Glad in the day if you're worrying all day long.
Amen.
You can't be glad in the day if you're trying to figure out this problem and figure out that problem. If you don't have the answer for it now, it's because you're not supposed to be bothered with it.
Amen.
Jesus will handle it for you.
Amen.
And it's tell somebody, wait on Jesus.
Wait on Jesus. Amen.
Okay. He knows when and he knows how to fix it for you.
Yes.
He know how to make it work out. Jesus will fix it.
Amen.
He will, he will, he will.
Yes, he will.
Tell somebody, I know he will.
I know
he will.
If he ever fixed anything for you, tell somebody, because he's done it for me.
He's done it for me.
For me.
And he's done it one time, he'll do it two times.
Amen.
He'll do it over and over and over again. He will handle our situation for us.
Yes.
And all we got to do is to let him have it.
Amen.
Don't take it to him or cast it to him and go back and pick it up. Okay. Don't put it in the mailbox. Put the flag up and then go back and grab it for the mailman to come get it.
Okay. Oh, Lord.
Leave it in the mailbox. He'll pick it up.
Yes.
All right. So, leave your problems in the hands of the Lord.
The Lord, yes, amen.
He knows exactly when.
Mm-hmm.
He knows exactly how. He knows exactly where.
Amen.
And what you knew that you need to do.
Amen.
And he will do it when the time is right.
Yes, he will.
Okay. Just like he came to the earth to save us from our sin and to give us eternal life. He knew exactly when to do that.
Amen.
Okay. He suffered for us.
Yes.
But he didn't do it until the word said in the nick of time. Just before everything to go chaos. He stepped in.
Yes.
And fixed the problem for us.
Amen.
And he'll do the same for you. You, and you.
Amen.
He is our God.
Yes.
He is our maker.
Yes.
He is our creator.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows exactly when we need something and when we don't.
Amen.
But he wants you to be rejoicing all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Thy will be done.
Thy will be done.
In earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
In heaven they are rejoicing.
Amen.
He wants us to be rejoicing.
Mm-hmm.
Because how can I rejoice? I can rejoice because I know God got the problem.
Amen.
And if God got the problem, ain't no need me worrying about it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God's going to fix it for me.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. So Jesus had been dealing with his people, then working miracles after miracles after miracles. And now he leaves from where he was and goes to Galilee, or the Sea of Galilee, which is called Tiberias. There, a great multitude had followed him there because they saw the miracles that he did. Okay? And they saw how Jesus healed the sick and cured them of diseases. And so Jesus now went on the mountain and sat down with his disciples. And the Passover feast, Jews, was nigh. But Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great multitude coming to him. He said to Philip, "Which shall we buy bread that we may eat?" The problem is put before you. How are you going to get this? How are you going to get that?
Yes.
Okay, we ain't got enough money to buy what we need to get.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't got enough resources. So how am I going to get it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now Jesus already knows what he's going to do, just like he knows how to work on our problems and know when and how and where to fix it. Okay. He knows your problem. He wanted to see where your faith is. God said he will never leave you or forsake you. He won't do that.
Amen.
Okay. So when Jesus lifted up his eyes and saw the great multitude, he wanted to know where we're going to get some food.
Mm-hmm.
Philip saying, we ain't got no money, no, but 200 pennies.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't enough for all this big crowd. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Jesus now saying that to let them know that I want to see where your faith is. Okay. I don't need a whole lot of money. Okay. Because the earth is the Lord's.
Yes.
And the fullness thereof.
Amen.
I don't need a whole lot of things to carry with me.
Mm-hmm.
God will take care of me. He said he would, and he will.
Amen.
Okay. One of his disciples, Andrew, who was Simon Peter's brother, said, I saw a lad here.
Uh-huh.
He had 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. But what does that mean, so many? That ain't enough. Somebody was saying, I can eat that myself.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you talking about feeding this large crowd? Jesus said, sit them down.
And then sit down. Mm-hmm.
And the grass. And they sat them down, and there were 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
5,000? We're going to do our math now. 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread.
Okay.
5,000 with 2 fish.
Mm-hmm.
And they ain't big fish.
Mm-hmm.
They're little fish.
Yes.
I ate both of them one time. And you talking about feeding 5,000?
Mm-hmm.
What can I do to solve this problem? See, that's our problem. We're not talking to the master.
Mm-hmm.
We're not hearing what it's saying. Jesus said, we're going to feed them with what we got.
Mm-hmm.
It's telling us that sometimes you just need to use what you got.
Amen.
And you ain't got to run out to the store and buy this or buy that.
Mm-hmm.
Use what you got.
Yeah.
Fix it up. Mm-hmm. It'll be sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus now got them sitting down, and Jesus took the loaves, and when they had given thanks, he distributed it to the disciples, and the disciples to them that sat down. Okay? From the hands of the lion to the hands of Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus now, when it got to Jesus' hand,
mm-hmm.
it kept on increasing.
Yes.
When he gave him the 2 fish, 5 barley loaves,
mm-hmm.
in the hands of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
Jesus handed it out to the 12. And as the 12 continued to come get, describing it to those that were sitting down. 2 fish, 5 barley loaves. They kept on feeding till all had eaten.
Mm-hmm.
All had gotten full.
Yes.
Now Jesus said, take up the scraps.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let none be lost. Okay, we took our scraps just the other day.
Mm-hmm.
But we lost a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
So someone took the scrap right onto the trash can.
Yes.
Okay, some of us got food put food on our plate and didn't even eat it.
Amen.
Didn't even taste it.
Mm-hmm.
I got fools looking at the food, you say.
Mm.
Ah, but you need to put it up. Somebody else can use it.
It's a yes.
Your junk, somebody's that treasure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Know that what God has given you, be thankful for that.
Amen.
Jesus took the bread and the fish and gave thanks and then told them to pass it out.
Yes.
Bless the foods and bless the things that God give you before you start using it.
Amen.
Get it in your hands and put it in the master's hand. Ask him to bless it and that it may work and do what it needs to do in your life.
Amen.
All right, so they took up now 12 baskets full of fragments for all the loaves. 12 baskets full. So when you put it in the hand of Jesus, little becomes much.
Yes.
When you put it in the hands of Jesus, he will make it work out. He will fix the problem for you.
Amen.
You just got to learn to cast your care to the Lord.
Yes.
Are you worried? Give it to Jesus.
Yes.
Are you burdened down? Give it to Jesus. And are you going through this thing and that thing? Give it to Jesus.
Yes.
He will work it out for you.
Amen.
All he needs you to do is to stand. He needs to use your body. Because his body is the spiritual body.
Mm-hmm.
He needs the earthly body. So he can work through.
Yes.
So cast your cares upon him. He will work it out for you.
Yes, sir.
But when you cast them, don't be concerned about them.
Mm-hmm.
When you cast it to him, it's in his hand.
Yes.
When he puts it in his hand, it's no longer yours.
Amen.
The problem is not yours, it's Jesus.
Amen.
The battle is not yours, it's Jesus.
Amen.
Your pain and agony and despair that you've got going on, it's Jesus.
Jesus, yes.
So he told us in everything, give him thanks. But this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning him.
Yes.
Okay. In everything. Now don't get confused in before. He's not telling you to be thankful for everything.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling you to be thankful for being in whatever it is that he's bringing you through it.
Amen.
Okay. Be thankful that whatever the problem is, God got it.
Amen.
And I ain't got to worry about it. God's got it. He will fix it for me.
Amen.
God's got it. He will deliver me out of this problem. God's got it. So cast all your cares upon him.
Yes.
It's already in the hands of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Let him have it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's nothing too hard for him.
That's right.
See that David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Yes.
He's making me to lie down in green pastures. He lives beside the still waters. He restored my soul. God is all you need.
Amen.
He will work it out.
Yes, he will.
Be thankful.
Thank you, Lord.
And not worry. Be thankful. Because we know that Romans 8 and 28 says, all things are working together Oh, the good of them that love God.
Amen.
Especially those that are called according to his purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's working out for our good.
Amen.
It's working out for your good.
Yes.
It's working out. Whatever it is. Mm-hmm. It took this to complete the blessing the Lord has given me. All right. So give it to Jesus.
Give it to Jesus.
And whatever it is, give it to Jesus.
Yes.
Okay. It takes something tough to go through so you can appreciate the good things that come out.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have nothing bad ever happen to you, you don't know what's good and what's not good.
Amen.
Okay. All right. That was Eve's problem. She couldn't appreciate what she had.
Yeah.
All right. So she ventured into the other unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She didn't believe God. She didn't have to go through it. Mm-hmm. All she had to do was believe what God said.
Amen.
But she didn't believe God.
Mm-hmm.
Because she let the devil come in and change her mind.
Amen.
Yeah. We start out believing God. And then they let the devil change our mind because it didn't happen when you thought it was going to ought to happen.
Yeah, amen.
And since it didn't happen when you thought it ought to happen, you think it ain't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Or God has let you down.
Mm-hmm.
No, he hadn't let you down. He hadn't left you. He hadn't forsaken mm-hmm. you. He is working it out for your good.
Amen.
And give it to Jesus. He'll work it out for you.
Yes.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you
too. God bless you, Pastor.
Who got the answer? Who got the answer?
God got it.
God got the answer.
Amen.
Amen.
Got the answer.
God got it.
Yes, he do.
So if he got the answer, then give all your problems to him.
That's right. Amen. Yes.
Don't worry at all. Words that don't worry about for nothing.
It tell it, Pastor. Amen.
About our worries start out not being a worry.
Mm-hmm.
But we keep on dealing with it and dealing with it, that becomes a word.
Tell it, amen.
Like the old mud hole. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be sitting there, that's cool and calm.
Mm-hmm.
Car come by, hit it, and it starts stinking.
Yeah.
You go there and start digging in it, it gets stinking. The more you stir it, the more it stinks.
Yes.
Okay. So the more you deal with the problem, the worse it gets.
Yes.
Amen. Give it to God.
Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's here for.
Amen.
He wants to be God for you.
Yes.
And all him for him to be God for you, you got to call on him.
Amen.
And then believe him.
Mm-hmm.
And everything will work out all right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, geez, I'll bless you.
Amen.
Yes.
So,
good word, Pastor.
Yes, it was a good word. It was.
Great word.
We just got to learn to give it to him, Pastor.
Amen. And then I'll pick it back up.
Amen.
That's it. That's it.
Got it. Thank God. Got it. You got it in the mailbox. Leave it there.
That's right. Leave it there.
That's the truth.
God ain't going to miss it when it opens up the mail.
That's it.
Amen.
Yeah. Yes.
Where's Mother Geese?
I think she stepped away.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy one day walked on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughter? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? The child that you deliver will soon deliver you. Oh, Mary, did you know that your baby boy gives sight to a blind man? Did you know that your baby boy will stomp with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy is walk where angels trod? When you kiss the little baby, you kiss the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will walk, the dumb will speak, the praises of the land. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy one day rules the nation? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven perfect lamb? The sleeping child you holding is the great I am. Oh, Mary, did you know?
All right.
Amen. Amen.
Very nice.
Mary, did you know?
Yeah, yes. Mary, did you know? Very nice.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sister Mary.
I'm going to sing a little bit of this, you know. You know, get some of the Thanksgiving turkey.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah. Okay. Carry on.
Amazing grace.
Yes.
How sweet the sound that saved the wretch.
Yes.
Like me, I once was lost, but I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Okay, sis.
All right, now.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come now on behalf of those whose names been called to be in the prayer. We not only pray for them, but we pray for the entire congregation of God. In the name of Jesus, move and as you see fit in each of our lives. Fix every problem that we have, and we'll cast them all to you now. All sickness and diseases, all concerns. And we cast it into your hands and ask you to hand it forth. And we will take your yoke and your burden, because you told me your yoke was easy and your burdens are light. In the name of Jesus. So we're taking on to yours and you take care of ours. And we know it's already fixed. You've got it in your hand. Thank you now, God, for all you continue to do. Bless us as we journey from this mountain of privilege. Keep us shield, protection all about us, God. Keep us safe. Keep us healthy. Keep us in your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.